No rest for the wicked here as we head out to continue our 2025 fair coverage. And today, the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios takes us to west of Vetersburg, Indiana, and the 2025 Fountain County 4-H Fair alongside Brennan Easter, Chad Baker for WITY. Once again, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And Brennan, once again, we're picking up where we left off with Vermilion near the poultry barn here. Got a lot of nice birds right behind us.
You can't seem to get away from the poultry barns. I swear, every time we walk near one, you have to stop and say, oh, this is a perfect place to record.
Well, you know, I know that fowl is the ones that make their presence known on the fairgrounds. And just like fowl, WITY making our presence felt everywhere we go here this summer.
Although we're probably a lot quieter than all the poultry in the barn, as we don't go cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning.
Well, there's a few of us that like to ruffle some feathers and make some noise, right?
That's part of the fun of it, though.
Well, and it started with a bang. Of course, Fountain County Fair, actually halfway through before we even get started on the grounds, because they started on Saturday. So they had a lot of events this weekend. Of course, the Monday events where they had the 4-H Sheep Show, Swine Show. They had Silly Safari Show last night. They had the Beef Supper, which is always great. They got some inflatables and the Grand Champion Swine Show last night. But a full day today. And of course, we're going to talk with a lot of our 4-H'ers, a lot of folks involved while we're out here, but we're just jumping in once again here as festivities roll on. But a busy day with the 4-H events today: Beef Show, the Storybook Adventures, Tractor Driving Contest, and Cat Show, as well as the Mini 4-H Livestock Show, all leading up to that Grand Champion Beef Drive tonight. Lots of events. But we want to impress upon, no matter where you jump in, there's going to be some fun to have, and everything except for the food and drink is free out here.
That's part of the fun of these fairs, coming out. And like you mentioned, there's animal shows going on all throughout every day, even cat shows, and there's a dog show later in the week. That's not something you see around every fair.
I think where you have the cat shows and the dog shows, even though it is a niche crowd, they are every bit as exciting to watch. And the nice thing about some of those shows, they are in air-conditioned areas, so that way you can get out of the heat a little bit. And we can't impress upon just how much of a family environment it is over here. Everything is focused on keeping the family together, bringing them out, and doing the activities together. There's no carnival on the base here, but you can go and eat with your family. You can go and show and look at animals with your family, and there is some other events that is going to be geared towards the family out here. And free. There again, outside food and drink, it's free, and you're not going to not get some food and drink out here, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Part of the fun of going to some of these fairs is checking out some of the local food stands. I believe there was a Mexican food truck as we were driving in. There was some kind of pork burger that we walked past, and most importantly, there was the Sody Pop stand we walked by. I am looking forward to that.
I think we're going to have to try that. I saw that they've got a drink over there called the 4-H. I think we're going to have to check that out. Maybe we could get you to try that out.
I think that sounds like a wonderful idea.
They have some energy drinks there too, some things with some Red Bull, and maybe we need to try that out. I don't know. I definitely need some energy coming out of the week where we saw the I&I Historic Farm Days and Georgetown Fair last week, Fountain County and Iroquois fairs this week. So buckle in with us. We'll get you some reports coming up from each of these fairs and let you know all the fun that we're having. You could be having that fair fun too. Come on out and support your local kids, support your local fairs, and tune it in to WITY wherever you may go. And of course, we'll have all of our reports later in the week popped up on our podcast section. Something new we're doing this year, putting in our reports from these fairs on demand so that way you can go back and listen to them. We'll have more reports from our tomfoolery and shenanigans out here at the fairgrounds. For Brennan Easter, Chad Baker for WITY.